first story from Chaitanya Charitamrita. It's a very interesting story from Adi Lila. It's about a devotee who, a great devotee, who felt offended, who became offended, and then how the Lord was not very happy with that. And then the result of that was that one other devotee got a very important instruction. It's almost like a chain effect. One thing became a catalyst for another thing, one by one. So we can hear that story. This chapter is in the glories of Nityananda, Nityananda Balaram. That's actually the title. The glory of Lord Nityananda Balaram. Very interesting. Because when we think, we never usually say Nityananda Balaram. But this, as we are saying in the morning with our Vaishnava Dandavat Pranam program, we say the Gaur Leela identity, then the Krishna Leela identity. So here, from the pages of Chaitanya Charitamrita, we have the Gaur Leela identity, Nityananda, then the Krishna Leela identity, Balaram. So I'll read the, we'll attempt to read the Bengali also to show our regard for the original language. And it will attempt it, let's say. You can bear with us. Havaduta gosaika britya premadam Miniketan Ramadasahaya Tanranam. This first story is a story of Miniketan Ramdas. Lord Nityananda Prabhu had a servant named Sri Miniketan Ramdas, who was a reservoir of love. That's nice. Premadam. Right, we say Premdam Sri Vrindavan or Sri Dam Vrindavan. Premdam. So generally when we use the word Dam, we think that means some land. This is Vrindavan Dam, Mayapur Dam. This is a Tirtha or a holy Dam. Dam means abode, it means the home, the place, the residence. But here, Krishna's Kaviraj is saying this devotee, he is a holy Dam. Of course, there's a verse in the second canto, which I can't recall the Sanskrit, you may know. It starts Bhavad Vidam, Tirtha Vidam, something like this. It says that the devotee is actually a holy Dam. And wherever he goes, he actually creates the spiritual atmosphere. He actually brings people into the spiritual world. So if you see him, if you contact him, if you hear from him, if you serve him, then you will actually get the same blessings and same result as if you entered the holy Dam, Sri Vrindavan Dam. When Srila Prabhupada was sitting in New York, you can read in Path of Perfection, New York is a long way from Sri Dam Vrindavan, as is Moscow and Long Island and Mexico City and what's some other places, Kiwi Land, you know. It's a long way, and what to speak of Mumbai. But when Prabhupada was in New York, he said, don't think I'm sitting in a New York apartment. Because they were all thinking we're sitting in a New York apartment, 22nd Second Avenue. And Prabhupada said, I'm not sitting in a New York apartment, I'm in Vrindavan. And then, of course, the first thing the devotees' minds are saying, well, wait a minute. As far as we know, it's New York City. Because we see New York City, we feel New York City, we think New York City, we're in New York City. And then Prabhupada qualified by saying, I am not in a New York City apartment, I'm in Vrindavan. Because, or why? Because I'm always thinking of Vrindavan. Vrindavan Mana. Shudahave Mana. What's that song? Shudahave Mana? Sri Vrindavan Dham, right? Narottam Das Thakur is saying, Shuddha Habe Mana. When my mind becomes purified, Sri Vrindavan Dham, he said, then I enter Vrindavan. Vishaya Chariya Kabe, Shuddha Habe Man, Kabe Hama Herabo, Sri Vrindavan Dham. Prabhupada sang that song, right? Vishaya Chariya Kabe, Shuddha Habe Man. Vishaya Chariya Kabe. When my attachment to sense gratification, when I can renounce that, when I can give it up and throw it far away from myself. Because if you want to embrace one thing or one person, you have to let go of another person or let go of another thing. So if you want to embrace Krishna's service and embrace Krishna, then you have to let go of Maya and let go of Maya's service. Because we're so much embracing Maya and serving Maya. So Vishaya Charya, Vishaya means sense enjoyment, sense gratification. Vishaya chediya kabe shudahabe man. Then what will happen? Our mind will become pure. And then when our mind becomes pure, Sri Vrindavan Dham, our mind becomes Vrindavan. Because pure mind means a mind that's filled with desires to serve and please Radha and Krishna. So Prabhupada's in New York. What is his mind made of? His mind is made of thoughts, thinking. His mind is made of bhavas, feelings and sentiments. And his mind is made of actions, right? Because mind is the seed of action. The seed of action germinates in the mind and is expressed through the body. Thinking, feeling and acting. So everything he's doing is Vrindavan. So this Miniketan Ramdas, he was a Premdham. He was a walking Vrindavan. So that would be nice. We could pray, because there's so many things that go on with these stories. There's the story, the actors, the Nayak and the Nayaka, the hero and the heroine. You know this word, hero and heroine, the leader or the lady and the man. And there's the anti-party. There's the good guy and the bad guy. And there's some result. And there's some dialogue. And there's some emotive factor. But then there's the message, the message. So each of these characters, they're teaching us something. They're helping us. They're coming out of the pages of the Chaitanya Charitamrita and they're saying, oh, Savya Sachin, Acha, you're from Moscow. My name is Miniketan Ramdas. Nice to meet you. Namaste. And then I'm going to teach you. I'm going to take your hand and I'm going to take you into this beautiful land. And it's called Navadvip Mandal. And you're going to come with me and we're going to have some very interesting times together. And I hope that from my life story you will learn something. Well, this is the idea of each of these stories. So now we're with Miniketan Ram. He's a Premdham. And so we're associating with this rich man. Because Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, when he asked Ramananda Roy, he said, who is a wealthy man? Who is a wealthy man? And Ramananda Roy said, he who has love. He who has love for Radha and Krishna, he is a wealthy man. Acha? What about Bill Gates? No. I'm sorry. What about Rothschilds, Rockefeller, the sheikhs of Iran, or Saudi Arabia, or Dubai. They say Dubai? What's it called? Dubai? Dubai. Well, Dubai in Hindi means Dobhai. Dobhai means Krishna and Balaram. Dobhai. Dobhai means two brothers. Bhai. So instead of Dubai, it's Dobhai. Two brothers. Because really, all of that oil and all of that wealth and all of that energy should be engaged in the service of Krishna and Balaram. So let's see what happens next.
Amara alaya aho racha sankirtan tahate hahila teno pana nirmantran.
So Krishna's Kaviraj, this is actually, you know, it's a page from the diary of Krishna's Kaviraj. This is a personal story. It's not something that Krishna's Kaviraj heard from some other devotee. It's not something that Krishna's Kaviraj read in some book. Because we experience in different ways. From past life, where our experiences come before us as dreams and aspirations and various expressions of our Prarabdha Karma. And our experience comes before us in this life, in our travels, our meetings, our studies. So here he's saying, this is eyewitness news. He was there directly. So that's why he says, at my house, the author is saying, Krishna's Kaviraj, at my house there was Sankirtan day and night. Now, what kind of house is that? In your house, is there Sankirtan day and night? Your mother and father chanting Hare Krishna? I doubt it. Mine's not, because he's finished. So at my house, he's saying, Krishna's Kaviraj saying, I don't know about your house. In your house, television is going on day and night. But in my house, Sankirtan is going on. Harinam Sankirtan, the glorification of Krishna. Kirti. Kirti means glories, fame. Sankirtan, the glories of Krishna are going on in a complete way, day and night. And therefore, he visited. Because if you're an abode of Prem, if you're Premdham, Miniketan Ramdas, then you want to go where the Prem is flowing. So the Prem is flowing in Harinam Sankirtan, Prem Sankirtan. So he said, oh, there's some action over here. There's a party here. Sankirtan party. I want to go. I want to take part. I'm very attracted. Because someone who's full of Krishna Prem, they're very attracted to expressions of Krishna Prem. Devotees are embodiments of Krishna Prem. And the holy name is full of Krishna Prem. So he went there. And he was invited. Nirmantra. Nirmantra means invitation. So Krishnadas Kaviraj or his brother, he's not saying whom, but someone had invited him, please come to my house. You're a great devotee. Please visit my house. Because we're doing Harinam Sankirtan. And why are we doing Harinam Sankirtan? We're doing Harinam Sankirtan because we may be full of prem and we're simply expressing our love for Krishna by chanting his names. Or we may be doing Harinam Sankirtan because we're hankering to attain Krishna prem. So either way, so he's saying, please come to my house because you're an abode of prem. And if you, we're trying to attract someone just like you. We're calling out, hey Radhe, hey Radharani, hey Shamsundar, hey Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna. Which means, we're trying to attract Krishna to us, but will Krishna himself come to us first? Probably he'll send his devotee. Usually you get the darshan of the devotee. First the bhakta, then Bhagavan. If our cries are sincere enough, we may not, our form of Harinam Sankirtan may be, oh God, I'm suffering. I'm really suffering. And I need some help. Please appear before me. Please come and save me. So that's our Sankirtan. So then Prem Dham comes before us. Miniketan Ram Das comes. And his name is Miniketan Niranjan Das. Not Miniketan. No, it's Niranjan Swami, right? He was a Das at one time. We were all dust. So he comes. So then this is how we make progress. So now we hear some more, the description, aside that he's a Prem Dham, what else is there about this person who came to my, one day this Miniketan Ram came to my house. For example, if you were Miniketan Ram and you were walking down the street and all the houses were quiet, but you hear one house, Hare Krishna, Hare, you know, and Andrew is inside of the house having a kirtan, and the walls are going like this, you know, the house is going like this, and the roof is going like this. And you're walking along, then you say, hey, check it out. What's going on over there? There's a big Sankirtan party. So what will you do? You'll be a little curious. At least you'll be curious, won't you? And if there's some nice Sankirtan, your heart will be drawn there like a magnet draws the filings, the iron filings to the side of it, you know, the magnet. So you can imagine Miniketan. Of course, he was invited. He had an invitation. But even if he wasn't, even if he didn't have an invitation, the Harinam itself was an invitation to all devotees to come and join. Sankirtan. San means samyak. Samyak means everyone. Come, everyone, join. Sometimes you start a kirtan, there's two people, like especially in India. And then before you know it, there's three, then four, then five. Right? And you go to your Vankumbha Mela. If you just sat down with your Patidas friend and then had a kirtan, especially being white, and from Russia, pretty soon there'd be two guys sitting down clapping their hands, and if you were two ladies doing Sankirtan, you'd have like 10 lakhs of people sitting down. If you were two Russian ladies, if you two ladies go and sat down at Kumbh Mela, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. First two guys would sit down, and then four, then six, and pretty soon the whole of Kumbh Mela would be there. For one reason or another, they would be attracted to the holy name. So, Mahaprema Mayatino Vasali Angane Sakala Vaishnava Tandra Vandila Charane. Absorbed in emotional love, Miniketan sat in my courtyard, and all the Vaishnavas bowed down at his feet. Mahaprema Mayatino Vasila Angane. Vas means, as we're all sitting down, Mahaprema Maya Sakala Vaishnava Tandra Vandila Charane. Vandila Charane means Vandanam. They all worshipped him. They recognized, oh, this is a great devotee. So he came, absorbed in Maha Prema Maya. He's a Prema Dham. Now, first he's a Prema Dham, and now he's Maha Prema. What is it? Maha Prema Maya. The Maya means made of. He's concentrated the greatest love of God. Namaskara karite kara, uparete chare, preme kare vamshimare, kahake chapare. So now we know he's in a boat of prem. He's full of maha prem. namaskara karite. In a joyful mood of love of God, he sometimes climbed upon the shoulders of someone, offering obeisances. And sometimes he struck others with his flute, or mildly slapped them. So sometimes you see, when some young married man and his wife, they go in the temple, Krishna Balaram, to offer, and they come take darshan of the deities. They offer, the father gets down and offers obeisances. He must have seen this around the world. Then the son or daughter, especially the son, they climb up on the father's back, right? And the father likes it too much. He's a little junior hanging off his back and on. Hey, get down or make obeisances or whatever. So you can imagine you pay obeisances and this full-grown man climbs up on your back. You say, what the hell you do? What's going on here? A joyful mood of love of God. There's a lot of love of God here. There's Prem Dan, there's Mahaprem, there's Prem Kare. Because Prem is Shakti. Prem is power. Ladini Shakti. So Prem is conscious because it's Swarup Shakti. Swarup Shakti means conscious, Satchidananda. Prem is not something of this Jada Prakriti. It's not made of this world. You can't make Prem from Tamagun or Sattvagun or Rajagun. Sometimes they say, oh, we have to come to the mode of goodness. We have to become very sattvic and very clean and increase our mode of goodness, then we'll get love of Godhead. Never, never, ever, ever. Because you can't mix up the modes of nature and create love of Godhead. Because it's not material, it's spiritual. It comes from the heart of Krishna, from the heart of Krishna's devotees. That's the only place you can get it. Right? Brahmande Brahmatikon, Bhagyavan Jeev, Guru Krishna Prasadebhai, Bhakti Latta Beej. So that wealth is in with them. What is it? Dharmena tatvam guhitam nihayam. Nihitam dharmena tatvam nihitam guhayam. Dharmena tatvam nihitam guhayam. The truth of dharma is actually hidden in the hearts of the pure devotees. So we have to get it from them. So now we've heard the characteristics of Miniketan Ramdas. He was in a boat of prema. He was invited to visit Kaviraj's house, and he was full of Mahaprem. And then we hear, now, because Prem is, as I said, Prem is a Swarup Shakti of Krishna, so Prem is active. Radhe Radhe. Jai Shri Radhe. Prem is very active. Is there asan? Some asans are there. So, if someone has Prem, Krishna Prem, then they'll be very active, just like the Atma. This body is dead. His body is jada prakriti, it's dead matter. But when the touch of potency, spiritual potency, jiva shakti, tatasta shakti, enters this body, then it moves and does so many things. So there's no question of prema being dormant. Prema is always active. Just like if the soul is in this body, we can't say, oh, my soul is dormant in my body. It's not active. No, as long as the soul is there, when the body is not active, that means the soul has left the body. So when prema is with anyone, or anyone has prema, then they're very active. So then, because it's by nature, it's moving. It's always moving and changing. That's why when you read about the nature of prema in Adi Lila chapter 4, you see that at every moment, Krishna looks in a new way, and Radharani looks in a new way. And their prema and their beauty and their prema, the prema is increasing at every moment, and that prema increases the beauty of Krishna. And when Krishna's beauty increases, Radharani becomes more attracted. Then her prema changes, and then she becomes attracted, and he becomes attracted. And it keeps going on and on. This is the nature. Prema is always growing, it's always moving, it's always changing. And it's eternal. And it's full of sweetness, and full of satisfaction. So now, we heard that Miniketan Ramdas, he was in a boat of prema, and he was made of prema. And now, what does prema do? So here it says, Namaskara karite kara upa uparete chare, preme kare vamshi mare kahake chapare. It says prem kare. Kare means do. Prem does something. Prem does something. Prem moves your heart, moves your emotions, moves you in the service of Krishna. And if prem contacts someone, then they become moved. When Prem Srup Mahaprabhu was moving through South India and all around India, it says that he converted the people in two ways. He attracted the people and converted them from anadi bahirmukh, from causelessly, eternally turned away from Krishna. He turned everybody's face towards Krishna and actually filled them with prem. So he preached, he actually spread prem dharma, by two things. One is Sondarya Rupam, by his beautiful form, because everyone's attracted to beauty. And who could be more beautiful than Radha and Krishna combined? All the beauty of Krishna and all the beauty of Radharani combined in one form. Rasaraj Mahabhav. Unbelievable. Most beautiful possible imaginable woman and most beautiful possible imaginable man in one. Two in one. So everyone went, oh. Because if you go to South India, if you ever travel in South India, how tall are the people? How tall? Uncho. Kitna uncho. Panchfoot?
Like 5.5.
Maximum. That's big size. Mostly 5 feet. And 500 years ago, how tall were they? Also 5 feet. And how tall is Lord Chaitanya? I think everyone knows this one pretty much. 7 feet tall. That's big. And he wasn't like, you know, putla. He wasn't skinny. He was robust, like this man, a healthy man. Yeah, it's a big figure. Nice, you know, not like some monkey, you know, weightlifter, you know, like a monkey. But nice, rounded, nice. Not too big, not too small. Very attractive. And golden color. And what color are people in South India? Black. So what do we say? Opposites attract. I'm short. If I'm a short lady, I like a tall husband, right? And then if I'm black, I like gold. So the opposite of black is gold, you know. Tapta Kanchana. So how much Sondari Rupam, how much attractive? You're a little black guy and you see this huge golden figure. First of all, you think, who the hell is it? Where did he come from? He's from Mars? We don't see anybody like that around here. First of all, he's, you know, 7 feet, you know. And they're all like, you know, they're all little fish eaters down there. You know, Andhra Pradesh and all these places. They just eat fish, so they're like, you know, like little fish bones, you know, they're skinny and short. You know. So Sondari Rupam, he's attracting everyone. Everyone's just running just to see, who is this? Can we get his autograph or sign my diary or something? You know, take a picture with our cell phone. And then as soon as they got within range, then he glanced at them. He simply glanced at them. Then the prem lochan, or the glance of love from his heart, almost like a ray from his eyes. It completely transformed them. So this is the action. It's called prem kari. This is the action of prem. Prem transforms. Prem is moving. Prem is acting. Prem is changing. So not only does prem transform the individual, but anyone who contacts the individual becomes transformed. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu transformed the whole of subcontinent of India. You know, we'd go here and catch one guru and then transform him and then 60,000 disciples. Prakashananda Saraswati in Benares. Then he goes a little bit further south, where he goes to Puri and he meets Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya, great acharya of Naya and Advaya Gyan, Brahma Gyan, Mayavadi philosophy. Then he captured his heart and mind. And then all of his 60,000 disciples. It seems that 60,000 is the proper number. If you're going to initiate, do it big. Because India has a tradition of big numbers. You know, like Narada Muni, when he goes out for preaching, he doesn't think small. He says, oh, I have to go preaching. Oh, where's somebody to preach to? Oh, here's the sons of Daksha. 1, 2, 3, 4. Oh, 10,000. Okay. Listen, boys. He likes big programs. Narada Muni doesn't like, he's like some of these ISKCON gurus. They say, how many people coming? Oh, Guruji, Dave, I think 10, 20 people. Hey, all right. What is this? 10, 20 people. I need, bring 5,000 people. You know, usually the gurus want lots of people. Because that doesn't mean that there's some egoist, but it's they're distributing something. So if you're distributing something very nice, you want to give it to as many people as possible. So sometimes people think, "Why is my guru? Why is he not happy? I bought 10 people. Why is he saying, hey, bring me 10,000? You know, sometimes disciples get some mind. You know, what is he? Some egoist? He wants everybody, you know, 10,000 chamaras or something. Everybody wave a chamara in front of him. Well, it's different. He's thinking differently. He's thinking, look, I have a whole bag of goodies here. I have a whole bag of goodies. Goodies means, you know, like prasad. And I want to distribute it. I want to distribute this prem nam because our gurus, you know, they're experiencing something. And when they chant, then someone can also experience something. So through the medium of the holy name, they want to give some great gifts. When you go to hear these Mayavadis in India, they attract thousands and thousands of people. And then they ask the people, they say, so how many want, well, I'm going to give out some mantras tonight. How many want a mantra? And everybody says yes. So anyone wants knowledge? Who wants knowledge? Okay, I'll give you a mantra. I'm. Aing is the Bija mantra for Saraswati. There's these different famous personalities without mentioning any names. So they give out whatever mantra you want, they'll give it to you. And mass, he'll initiate whatever. There's 20,000 people. It's okay. You want this? Okay, listen. And even initiate. So they say. They later say, I was initiated in Saraswati mantra by Guruji. Where in the pandal, me and 25,000 other people. It was very confidential, very secret meeting, right in my ear. He whispered in my ear. He whispered in my ear, but it was through the speaker system, you know, in so many ears. His body, we've said that, his body was anointed with, actually I missed this verse. Chandan, so we're hearing about his characteristics. Chandan lepita anga, tilak sutam, mata gajajini mata mantana payan. Miniketan Ramdas's body was anointed with sandalwood pulp, and he was nicely decorated with tilak. His movements surpassed those of a maddened elephant. So these are the secondary characteristics. He was an abode of Prem. He was very beautiful. He was very handsomely decorated with sandalwood pulp. Nicely decorated, tilak. He was moving like a maddened elephant. Actually, what happened here? I think we got out of sequence here. The wind has pushed us to our next story. Excuse me. That was what Lord Balaram looks like in somebody's dream. That's the second story. Excuse me. It's like anyway, Balaram is anxious to make an appearance here. You talk about the devotee, then what happens? Then Krishna comes. Right? If you say Radhe, Radhe, then Krishna comes. If you say Krishna, Krishna, then Radhe comes. Right? So we're talking about Miniketan Ram. So I was wondering, what is this? Okay. So what's happening? He climbed on the shoulders of one person offering obeisances because they're respecting him. They understood he's a great Premi Bhakta. So they were all doing Sankirtan in Kaviraj's house. When Miniketan Ramdas entered in, they all offered obeisances to show respect. They stopped their kirtan to honor the devotee. And then he reciprocated by climbing on their shoulders, and one person he gave him a slap. And the other person he hit him with his flute. He carried a flute. Ye nayana dekite ashu haya manejar se netre avichana vahe ashudar. When someone saw the eyes of Miniketan Ramdas, tears would automatically flow from their eyes. That's why we're saying Prem Kare. What is the effect? What Prem Kare means? Prem does something. Prem alters you and alters anyone who comes in contact with you. For a constant shower of tears flowed from the eyes of Miniketan Ramdas. In some ways, this sounds rather impractical. His eyes were constantly showering tears. In fact, you'll see old men sometimes, at least I've seen, being with some old people, that sometimes it's called tear ducts. Duct, D-U-C-T, duct. The tear duct, there's a little gland in the eye which secretes tears. It doesn't work when you get old. In other words, when you get old, the teeth don't work, the eyes don't work, the ears don't work. So many things don't work when you're old. So what happens is many times tears will be falling, just dripping down their faces. For no reason, except that the water department is out of control. So what they do is they have a handkerchief and they're always wiping their eyes. So you can imagine, although it sounds nice because we never cried one even fake tear of love for Krishna. We never even fake tear, even imitation. We haven't even tried to imitate. Sometimes people criticize, oh, that guy's a sahajya. He's crying in the kirtan, and sometimes he sits in the Bhagavatam class and he cries when he's listening. Hey, he's a sahajya. Well, at least he's faking it. At least we should give him credit that he's faking it. Faking means pretending. He's pretending to show ecstatic symptoms, premashru, gadgara, vaivarnya, symptoms of bhava. We aren't even trying to fake it. We could at least think, well, let me just try to make one tear come out. So, but in Miniketan Ramdas, tears are flowing constantly. There was a constant shower, premashru. Ashru means tears. He couldn't control it and he couldn't stop it. So in one sense, it seems rather uncomfortable. But I guess if you use it for some benefit, then it's also good. So he was going around crying on everybody. He was crying on everyone's shoulder. We have a phrase in English. You go, if you're feeling distraught or unhappy, you go to your friend and you cry on their shoulder. Usually you don't literally cry, but you go and reveal your problems. You go to your friend and say, oh, I have this problem, that problem. Oh, I know I have that problem too. And like this, and you try to help each other. So he would literally go and cry in everyone's eyes. He would cry in their eyes. The tears of his eyes, as soon as someone would see the tears falling from their eyes, they would start crying. That happens often. Sometimes you see in a family, the mother may become very unhappy for some reason, because I had an argument with the husband or something. And she may be sitting quietly, just reflecting on some conversations and some dealings with her husband. She may be crying. Then the son comes home from school, and he doesn't know anything about what his mother's thinking or feeling. And he sees his mother crying. Oh, mommy, what's wrong? And she goes, he says, don't worry, you know, don't bother me. You know. Then he goes, and he starts crying. he identifies his mother. If he has some soft heart, if he has like rock heart, then that's another thing. But generally, if he has some soft heart, then he'll start crying also. So he's going, and he doesn't know why he's crying, but because she's crying, all of a sudden he starts crying. So even this phenomenon happens in the material world, that one person's crying and another person cries to help them out or something. So here, Miniketan, he's crying, and other people would see him, they would start crying. But what was happening was that they were actually receiving love of Godhead just by darshan. Because it's explained in Nectar Devotion, there's three ways that one can get prema. One is by harda kripa. Harda means heartfelt blessings. A great devotee can just think nicely of you. He can think, oh Krishna, that's such a nice devotee. Please bless that person with bhakti. Please bless them. Another one is called ikshana. Ikshana. Ikshana means by a glance. Like sometimes we've all heard from Prabhupada's lectures, or you've experienced or read about the shakti stick. The guru has his shakti stick, right? He's actually to hold this book open over here. And the guru, he touches the disciple with a shakti stick. And then the disciple starts jumping around. Oh, I got the kripa, I got the mercy, I got the shakti, right? So this is ikshana, that just by a glance, you can transfer the shakti. So here, Miniketan Ramdas, he's exhibiting this power. This is a mystic city of the Prema Bhakta, that he has such power. So when someone saw the eyes of Miniketan Ramdas, tears would automatically flow from his own eyes. Because when he would see the eyes, he wouldn't just see, oh, you have green eyes or brown eyes or blue eyes or whatever. He would see something coming out of the eyes, which was a shower of tears. And that shower of tears was not tears of anxiety or anger or frustration or joy or whatever. They were tears of love. And those tears of love, they have power, they have energy, and they would actually change that other person. Kabu kon ange deki pulaka kadamba eka ange jaraitana arange kampa. Sometimes there were eruptions of ecstasy like kadamba flowers on some parts of his body. Sometimes one limb would be stunned while another would be trembling. That's pretty good. When you go to the Ras Leela, sometimes if you ever go and see, I remember once in Jai Shringara on the banks of the Yamuna, the boys were dancing over there, they're all Brahmin boys playing the parts of Radha and Krishna, and this one boy is playing Krishna, he was dancing, he's playing his flute, they call the gopis. And then while he was playing his flute, he made one eyebrow, this eyebrow, it's called eyebrow, one eyebrow stayed like this, and the other one went like up like this. Then he would go toot, toot. He had full control over his eyebrows. So, you know, when you hear about Krishna Kripa Kataksha, or Radha Kripa Kataksha, Aksha, Aksha, Aksha means eye, and Kripa means glance of mercy, sidelong glance of mercy. Maybe I was thinking, well, maybe this is what it means. Sidelong, does it mean you look out of the side of your eye or you move? And everyone, and all the babas, because in the front of the audience, all the babajis sit, and then other people, so many kinds of people are there. And everyone's like, Radhe, you know, because no one's ever seen in their life such a thing. And obviously Krishna can do anything and everything. So this boy playing the part of Krishna became empowered to do everything and anything. And he certainly had the power to capture everyone's hearts. So this is we hear that Mini Ketan Ramdas, one of his limbs of his body was stunned due to the effect of Krishna Prem, and the another one was like trembling, right? So one is just frozen. One arm is stunned. Stunned means not moving, it's frozen. And the other one is trembling. It's quite a sight.
Nityananda Bali Jabe Karine Hunkar Tahade ki loker haya mahachamatkar.
Whenever Mini Ketan shouted aloud the name of Nityananda, Nityananda Karina Hunkara, the people around him were filled with great wonder and astonishment. Deki lok, lokadek. When all the people would see, they were mahachamatkar. Chamatkar means amazed, astounded. Astonished, maha, greatly, like, just imagine if you're sitting with someone, all of a sudden they say, ah! Hunkar literally means like the roar of a lion. Hunkar, hunkara. When the, like, ah, you know, how can I imitate to give you any idea? I can't. You have to imagine what that means, hunkara. Roar like a lion. Maybe you've seen in the movies or the zoo, in a zoo or something. Rah! Big lion. So this, he would be in his ecstasies of remembering his Ishta. Ishta means his worshipful Lord. His worshipful Lord. And he would yell, Nityananda! Like we say sometimes in the Mayapur, they say Gauranga or something, right? They yell out, Gauranga, you know. You know quite a lot about all that. So then, in our line, then people over here on this side of the world, we say, Radhe! You know. And people late at night, you'll hear sometimes at Radhakund. I remember I was sometimes sleeping over there and most of the time sleeping in Gopal Mandir, and then late at night, and we would hear someone really late at night, say, ah, and they would just say, I don't know, I was trying to imagine where is he and what is he doing exactly, but it seemed like whoever it was came to the banks of Radhakund and stood there and went, Rod, hey, you know, it was like huge voice, you know, big voice, big man is just, it's like a microphone or amplifier. And then you don't hear anything. Then somebody else from somewhere else says, well, wait a minute. You know, from another side, someone replied, Sham! Because they go together. You can't have Radhe without Sham. It's impossible. Just like you can't have fire without heat. If you make a fire somewhere, you must have heat. So if you have Radhe, you may only chant Radhe, but someone will definitely put Radharani, combine Radharani with Sham. Because they're always existing in pairs. There's always two, there's never one. So, they were astounded when he would let out this Nityananda, Nitta! You know, they were, what?
Gunarnava Mishraname Eka Vipra Arya Sri Murti Nikateno Kare Seva Karya.
So far we've met two characters, Mini Ketan Ram and the audience, the Sankirtan devotees at Krishna's Kaviraj's house. Now we're introducing another character in the drama. Leela means drama. One respectable brahmana named Sri Gunarnava Mishra was serving the deity. So now we have a neutral feeling. Oh, he's a respectable brahmana. He's serving the deity. Because in the house of Krishna's Kaviraj, they had a family deity. So this is an entry from the personal diary of Krishna's Kaviraj. This is an eyewitness story. He saw it. He was there. A few verses ago, he said, one day at my house, this person came. So now we have Mini Ketan Ramdas, and we have Gunarnava Mishra. Obviously, Mishra means Brahman.
Angane asya teno na kaila sambash. Taha deki krudahana bale ramadas.
When Mini Ketan was seated in the yard, like this is also the yard, this brahmana did not offer respect. Seeing this, Sri Ramdas became angry and spoke. So So now, if they're playing music, they da 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 da. So we heard about the Nayak, the hero. The hero is Miniketan Ramdas. All right, Miniketan Ramdas. Now the bad guy. Oh my God, the bad guy's a Brahmin. He's respectable. And he's serving the deity. But now we find, that's what we heard the first verse, right? We were neutral. But now we heard, oh, he's the bad guy. Oh, he didn't respect the Vaishnava. Oh, that's a no-no. That's a no-no. Don't be, you naughty Brahmin, what are you doing, you know? Don't you read the books? You're not supposed to do the Sadhu Ninda. The Sadhu Ninda is a no-no. Right? That's number one, right? Is it? Is it number one? Sadhu Ninda is number one? You ever hear of something called Nama Parad? You've heard? What's the first offense? Maybe you haven't heard very much. The first offense is the blaspheme, the Vaishnava, what is it? Vaishnava devotees who are dedicated, you know, any Vaishnavas or sadhus who have dedicated their lives to propagating the holy name of the Lord. That's the way we present it. It's originally from Vishnu Puran, also in Padma Puran. They're listed there. Actually, the offenses are actually listed in relation to Lord Shiva. Offenses to Lord Shiva. But we use those for the holy name also. So that's number one, Sadhu Ninda. So this is what he did. He became angry. So Ramdas became angry because he didn't show obeisances. Special sound effects. Krishna, he says in some places, he says so many people, the personified Vedas, the Shrutis, and the Devatas, Brahma, Indra, Shiva, they offer me so many wonderful prayers, stotrams and stutis, and they come down every afternoon around this time. This is Apurvan Leela, from 3:36 to 6 o'clock. When he's bringing all the cows back to the barn, and they come down and say, Om Tad Vishnu Param Param Sada Pashanti Suryo Jujiva Chakshur Tatam, and they chat all these kind of stutis. And I'm thinking, oh my God. But when I get back in the village, and I hear the gopis, and when I hear the gopis of Braj, the gopis and the gopas, when I hear them just talking Gramya Katha, it is like music to my ears. And what I like the most is when the gopis are chewing me out. And the gopis are saying, you dirt, you lumpat, and dirt, lumpat, these are all like curse words in Sanskrit or Brajbhasa. They say, you dirty man, you bad guy, you cheater, you lousy guy. And when they use all these harsh words on me, I feel like, oh, this is nectar to my ears. This is the sweetest song for my heart to relish. So I'm hearing this Brajbhasa. This is Brajbhasa. And I'm thinking, oh, maybe this is what... And Krishna, you know, some gopis yelling at Krishna, you came into my house, you stole butter, you rascal, why you came into my house? I made that nice butter, and you broke the pot, and you ran all over my house with your dirty feet, and it made a mess everywhere. And Krishna's like, oh yeah, more, you know. So this is, we have to think like this. This is all anukul. Everything in Braj is anukul for Krishna bhakti, if you want it. If you're here because you want it, you'll get it. But if you're here because you want something else, you'll get something else. Malaria, typhoid, a variety of other non-Krishna and leelas. Various demons will come in the form of mosquito demon, muskasora demon. Right? The mosquito demon. So what did Ramdas, Miniketan Ramdas, say to this Gunarnava? Gunarnava. Now, Arnava means ocean. And Guna means qualities. Gunarnava. So he was an ocean of bad qualities. Because what do we hear about Jagai and Madhai? What do we hear about them? Can someone tell me something very special in this regard? Jagai and Madhai, they did all the wrong things. Everything wrong, right? They were an ocean of bad qualities. They were dosha nidhi. Kaler dosha nidhi rajan asti eka mahaganan. Right? Kaler dosha nidhi. Dosha means faults, difficulties, problems. Nidhi means ocean. So they were an ocean of bad qualities. But there's one thing they didn't do. What is that? Saruninda, right? So this story back is back to back with that story, you see? Here's Gunarnava, Gunarnava Misha, very respectable Brahmin, doing a deity puja. Klim Krishnaya Nama Idam Pushpam, Klim Krishnaya Nama Idam Pushpam. Yeah, very respectable. Pakka, Ekdam Pakka, Bariya, Bilkul, Pujari. Gunarnava, oh, Gunarnava. So Jagai Madai, they were killing, they were raping, they were murdering, they were drug trafficking, exporting, you know, selling heroin in the market. Who knows what? They're doing everything that we do, or some people do, or have done, or will do. So, but Krishnadas Kaviraj, he glorifies, but there's one thing that they didn't do. So therefore, they Jagai Madai, they were really Gunarnava. They were an ocean of good qualities because they had this one good quality. They did not offend the Vaishnavas. But back here, because they were also Brahmins. Jagai was also a Brahmin. It's Jagannanda and Madhavananda. They're also Brahmins by birth. So now Mini Ketan Ramdas says, A ta dvitiya sutta roma harshan, baladeva deki je nakaila pratyudgam. Pratyudgama. Mini Ketan Ram, he became very angry and he said, here I find the second Roma Harshan Sutta, who did not stand to show honor when he saw Lord Balaram. So, it's good. Hold the page now. See, a dual purpose. You know, 25,000 rupee paperweight. this page kept blowing, so I said, here's a good paperweight. So just see the story, how it's unfolding. So see the messages that are being taught to us here about Anya Bilashi Dashunyam, Jnana Karmadya Navritam. What is this? Uttam Bhakti. Messages of Uttam Bhakti are being taught here. Because from our material mind, we'll say, what's with this guy, Mini Ketan Ram? Why is he getting so angry? Just because someone didn't show him a little respect, so what, buddy? You know, you go in the market, you know, people, they don't respect you, you know? You gotta just tolerate, you know, and you do your business. Why are you getting so uptight, you know? Relax, man, keep cool, man, don't get angry, you know? It's a hot day, it's July, you know? Drink some water and sit down, cool down. Right? New York, right? So you might think, what is this? You say he's Prem Dham, he's Mahaprem, he's Prem Kari, he's full of Prem. Well, can he keep it together? Can he keep control his senses? And why is he affected by anger? What is this, you know? Kam, Krodh, Lo, Moho, Matsarya, these are anarthas. These are anarthas, unwanted things, undesirable qualities. These are asura gun, demoniac qualities. But the lesson we learn here is that the devotee and Bhagavan are one. Because Mini Ketan Ramdas, he was a pure devotee of Lord Nityananda. And the title of this chapter is The Glories of Lord Nityananda Balaram. Exactly, that's the title. The Glories. It must say maybe Nityananda Balaram Mahima. We can imagine. It must say something like that. Nityananda Balaram Mahima, which Prabhupada translated The Glories of Lord Nityananda Balaram Mahima. So, a pure devotee of Lord Balaram or Lord Nityananda, he is non-different from Lord Balaram. That's why when you read in Mantrasara, in some scriptures that describe the different mantras, in Gayatri Mantra, Kam Gayatri or Brahm Gayatri, Gopal Mantra, or it's called Krishna Mantra, or other mantras, it says that one should see his guru in all these mantras. One should see guru. You're chanting Gopal Mantra. What is Gopal Mantra? It's Krishna Nam Sankirtan. Krishnaya, Govindaya, Gopijana Vallabhaya. So it's three names of Krishna, and his devotees are also there. Gopis are there. And where is Guru there? But he's telling that if one chants properly, and all the mantras given by Guru, although they're Brahma Gayatri and Kam Gayatri, they're mantras about Vishnu or about Krishna, you'll see Guru in the mantra, because Guru will be there. So in the pure devotee of the Lord is also there. There's no difference. There's a oneness in purpose and desire. So therefore, not honoring the devotee means not honoring Balaram. Right? Because when you offend a devotee, it means you're offending Krishna also. So then he's saying, oh, I'm Balaram's devotee. And when Balaram came into the assembly of Romaharshan Sutta and all the sages, and then Romaharshan, he was so proud, he sat on his asana. He didn't show any respect to Baladev when Baladev was on Yatra, Tirtha Yatra. Baladev was traveling around India when the Kurukshetra battle was going on, or about to go on. So when he came to this assembly, then Romaharshan Sutta, he didn't stand up, show any kind of respect, bow his head or anything, some respectful words. So then what did Balaram do? Balaram taught him the principle of Trina. Trina, we're sitting on it, right? Trina means grass, blades of grass. And our Mahaprabhu says, see this grass, you push it down, and it goes down. You let your hand go, and it comes up. It doesn't say, ouch, why are you pushing me down? Don't push me down. Don't sit on me. It's very accommodating and tolerant. Trinada pi sunichena, tarori vasahishna, amanina manilena kirsniya sadari. So this is the quality of grass. Very humble, right? Trinadapi sunichena. We should be thinking of ourselves lower than a blade of grass. So, pride is the opposite of humility. So sometimes in English they say, pride precedes a fall. Because if you're very proud, that means you're very high. You're very high. So you can only go high for so long. You go up, 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 and then what happens? You have to come back down. What goes up must come down. I think that's the law of physics, isn't it? So if you go too high in area where you don't belong, in the area of pride, then you'll come down. So pride precedes a fall. So up and then fall. So then Lord Balaram, he took a blade of grass and he said, Romaharshan Sutta, don't you know the verse, Trinadapi Sunichena? Don't you know how to become humble like a blade of grass? See this, Trina? You should become humble like a blade of grass. So now this blade of grass will teach you a nice lesson. Are you ready for the lesson? Oh, well, okay. Dong! He took that piece of grass and he killed him. Hogya. Finished. Katam Hogya. Hari Bol. So now this same Romaharshan Sutta has reappeared in Gaur Lila. Romaharshan Sutta has reappeared in Gaur Lila as Gunarnava Mishra, the bad guy. So now, just try to understand Vaishnavara Kriya Mudra. It says to understand a Kriya. Kriya means action, like Kriya Yoga. So we're also doing Kriya Yoga. There's also action in Bhakti. Bhakti means action. So just try to understand the actions of a Vaishnava. Try and understand? Can't understand. Impossible. You maybe understand a Vaishnava if he's like you, or he's like me. If he's like me, I function on the basis of kam, krodh, lobha, and matsarya. That's how I work. So then I see another devotee, and I see he's acting like this and acting like that. Oh, I think he's functioning like me, out of kam, krodh, lobha, so that we can understand how he's working, because he works like I do. I work out of lust, anger, and greed, and he works out of... But when you see a pure devotee, a prema bhakta, a premi bhakta, how he functions or acts, then it becomes a little bewildering and mystifying. It becomes maha chamatkar. Krishna's Kaviraj used the word maha chamatkar. It becomes astonishing, most astonishing, absolutely astonishing. It perplexes me to no end. I cannot figure it out. How he's doing this, why he's doing this. So now listen to the next thing that our hero does. Eta bale nache gai karaye santosh. Krishna karya kare vipra na karila rosh. After saying that this Gunarnava Mishra was another Romaharshan Sutta, then Miniketan Ramdas Nache, he started dancing in Gaya. He started dancing and singing to his heart's content. But the Brahman did not become angry, for he was then serving Lord Krishna. So he's a very pakka Brahman, because it says when you're doing deity service, you're not supposed to perspire, you're not supposed to become angry. Sometimes we've done this jagran, staying up all night in Ekadasi. I think some of you have been with us. And we read some of the prescriptions for that Ekadasi. Don't get angry, don't criticize others. These are part of the bratta. This is part of your Kartik Brata, don't criticize others. Oh my God. 30 days? 30 days? Not criticizing others? Oh my God. Maybe Ekadasi I can do for one day. I can hold out. Because I don't have any energy. I'm not eating. So I don't have much power to criticize. Because, you know, I'm fasting. I don't have much energy to say anything. What to speak of criticize. But tomorrow, when I break fast, then I get some energy. Oh, you this, that. So even not criticizing for one day is difficult. So it says like this, these are the parameters, these are the rules of the niyam. This niyam means rules. Don't criticize. So the Brahman is thinking, oh, this guy offended me. He's saying I'm another Ram Harshan Sutta. Oh, I'm doing puja. Ding, 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 ding. I control myself. So just see, he insults the guy. No hard feelings, right? Mini Ketan Ramdas doesn't have any hard feelings. Okay, you stupid, you know. Anyway, Haribo, Haribo. Just dances to his heart's content. Say, hey, you knucklehead, you jerk. Anyway. So in other words, he told the truth about this devotee, this Gunarnava Mishra, and then he went on with his, he just got absorbed in his own internal ecstasies. Because we already heard that he's in Bhav, his hair standing on end, all the tears are coming. But then he's, oh, this guy's interrupting my ecstasy. Anyway, you know. Utsav ante ghelatino kariya prasad mora bratta sanitanra kichu hailavhad. At the end of the festival, this is how Krishna's Kaviraj is describing, utsav, at the end of the festival of Miniketan Ramdas, he went away, offering his blessings to everyone. Kariya prasad. He gave everybody prasad. At that time, he had some controversy with my brother. Chaitanya Prabhu Te Tanra Sudrida Vishwas Nityananda Prati Tanra Vishwas Abhas. So, my brother had firm faith in Lord Chaitanya, but only a dim glimmer of faith in Lord Nityananda. Nihajani Ramadaser Dukha Hailaman Tabe Taha Bratareyami Karinu Bhartsan. Knowing this, Sri Ramdas felt unhappy in his mind. I then rebuked my brother. So Krishna's Kaviraj, he saw that Miniketan Ramdas was unhappy. He was unhappy. Oh, your brother, he has so much faith in Lord Chaitanya, but he doesn't have much faith in Nityananda. Oh, why is that's not very good. So then Krishna's Kaviraj, seeing the unhappiness, or maybe some disturbance or whatever, in the face of Miniketan Ramdas, he rebuked, he criticized, he chastised his brother. Why, come on, what's wrong with Nityananda? Because he saw that Ramdas is unhappy. Dui bhai ekatanu samana prakash Nityananda naamana tomar have sarvanash. I told my brother, these two brothers, Dui bhai, these two brothers, ekatanu, ekatanu, these like they say in Hindi, do deha or do sharir, ekatma. So these two brothers are ektanu, they're one body. They are identical manifestations, samana prakash. If you do not believe in Lord Nityananda, you will fall down, sarvanash. Nityananda naaman tomara. You don't believe, your mind does not believe that, then sarvanash. Sarvanash means everything will be destroyed. Your sukriti, your punya, anything, it'll all be destroyed. Sarvanash. Ekete vishvasanye nakara saman arda kukuti naya tomara praman. If you have faith in one, Lord Chaitanya, but you disrespect the other, Nityananda, your logic is like the logic of accepting half a hen. And there's a footnote. It's called Arda. Arda means half. Kukuti. Naya means logic. Kukuti means the rooster, you know, chicken. There's a footnote. A foolish farmer once thought he would save money by cutting off his chicken's head. Because there's so much food you have to put in there to get the egg out of the backside. So if I cut off the head, then I don't have to, I just get the eggs. Which he had to feed. And leaving the tail, which produced the eggs. Hence the term arda kukuti naya. Literally, half hen or half chicken logic. So Krishnadas Kaviraj is using that term in this Bengali to describe his brother. His brother is half a chicken. Half a chicken brother. He has half a chicken logic. That you want Lord Chaitanya, but you don't want Lord Nityananda. You want the eggs, but not the mouth. But you have to take both. You can't exist with the mercy of Lord Chaitanya without the mercy of Lord Nityananda. Kimba donhana manina hauto pashand eke mane ore na mani e matabhand. It would be better to be an atheist by slighting both brothers than a hypocrite by believing in one and slighting the other. Kudahaya bamshi bangi chali ramadas tatkali amara bratara haila sarvanash. Thus Sri Ramdas broke his flute in anger and went away. And at that time, my brother fell down. This concludes the first part of the story of Sri Miniketan Ramdas. And here we have two unfortunate fellows here. Sri Gunarnava Mishra, the family pujari for Krishnadas Kaviraj, and then his own brother, Krishnadas Kaviraj's own brother, who, although he accepted Lord Chaitanya, didn't accept Lord Nityananda. So the pure devotee of Lord Nityananda and Balaram, Miniketan Ramdas, he was not very happy. He was already unhappy in his mind. We heard that in a few verses. That dukkha mane. Krishnadas Kaviraj says that Miniketan Ramdas was unhappy in his mind. So it takes one to know one. You can know the heart of another if you have the same heart. So Krishnadas Kaviraj, he was one with the heart of Miniketan Ramdas. So he could understand, that's why he's writing, his mind was unhappy. Because how do you know what's going on in my mind unless you're identifying with me? So Krishnadas Kaviraj, he understood, oh, my brother is sitting here, and my great friend here, Miniketan Ramdas, is sitting here. But I see that my friend, Miniketan, is unhappy with the mentality and thinking of my brother, Dukkaman. So first there's ideas and thinking, then there's action. So from this dukkaman, from this unhappiness of Miniketan Ramdas, then what did he do? What did Miniketan Ramdas do because he was unhappy? He broke his flute. He broke his flute and went away. So this is a rather sad note that Miniketan Ramdas. But actually, although this story of Miniketan Ramdas has a somewhat sad ending, that he went away unhappy, he broke his flute, and his Ishtadev was offended. He himself was offended by Gunarnava Mishra, the Brahmin doing the puja for Krishnadas Kaviraj. So he was offended, right? And then his Ishta was offended, because Krishnadas Kaviraj's own brother offended Nityananda, because he accepted Chaitanya but not Nityananda. So now, how much unhappy? First he says, okay, I came here and Gunarnava Mishra offended me. Okay, I don't mind. And he danced. We read the verses. He danced. Nache, nache gaya. He danced and sang to his heart's content. Okay, you can offend me. I don't mind. I'm a devotee. Trinata pisanichina. Torori, like a tree. I tolerate. You offend me. But if you offend my Lord, then I become unhappy. Because he saw, so the first person he meets is Gunarnava Mishra. So he offended me. He offended Miniketan Ram. But he said, okay, water on a duck's back. It's okay. The water goes off. And he kept dancing, absorbed in his own bhavas and ecstasies. It didn't affect him. But then he was still staying there in the house of Krishnadas Kaviraj. And then he met his brother. And his brother had faith, Chaitanya Vishwas, faith in Lord Chaitanya, but not in Nityananda. So then Miniketan was dukkamana, it says. He was unhappy in his mind. And then Krishnadas Kaviraj, he rebuked his brother. He said, why? They're like ekatanu. They're one body. This Dui Bai Ektanu. These two brothers are like one body. Chaitanya and Nityananda, they're like Ek Atma Dui Deha. They're like one. How can you have faith in Chaitanya? This is not very good. So now, Miniketan Ram was sitting there, he was unhappy, and then he saw the mentality, he said, oh, this brother of Krishnadas Kaviraj is offending my Nittai. He doesn't have faith, he doesn't accept my Nittai. So then he took his flute and broke his flute and he went away. So he became affected. When he was offended, he was not affected. But when his Lord, his Ishta was affected, offended, he became affected. He became, his dukkha-mana, his mind became unhappy. His mind was not unhappy when somebody offended him. Right? They say, what did Jesus say in the Bible? Sticks and stones may break my bones, but names can never hurt me. So, he was happy mood. There was no mood shift. There was no mood shift. He didn't change his mood when he was offended. He was like, okay, he just danced. He was happy. But when his Lord was offended, his mind, oh, my Lord is offended. This place is not good. And so what are we told in Shastra? If someone is offending your guru or your Lord, what should you do?
Either kill him or leave immediately.
Leave immediately or kill the guy. Must be an American, right? Kill the guy. They don't fool around. They first kill them, then maybe leave. Americans like, just finish it. Let's just finish it once and for all. We don't just drop bombs on the head and forget about the rest. So that's what's told. Either you keep them from making any more offenses, or you leave the place. So here we find the ideal Vaishnava behavior of Minaketan Ramdas. He immediately left. He broke his flute and he left. So this is the story of Minaketan Ram. So we'll continue tomorrow So scene one, here's the drama. Lila means drama. And there's actors, there's players, there's a message, there's moral. But it's transcendental because it's the subject matter, the vishaya and the ashray. So now the curtain's closed. Doom. And we feel some sadness. Oh, Minaketan broke his flute. You know, you can imagine seeing the drama. He's unhappy, broke his flute, which is very dear to him. You're a musician. And you break your guitar. You know, you sit in the park every day and you sing and everybody gathers around and you have so much friendship. And your guitar is your means of expressing your love and friendship and everyone comes together. And you take the thing and you break it. That's pretty significant, isn't it? And try to enter the feelings of the lila, of the drama. Identify with the players and the action and learn the message, hopefully. So it's the curtain's closed. It's so sad. It's an unhappy ending. These two, Gunarnava Mishra and Krishna's Kaviraj, his brother, and he goes away unhappy. So it's definitely an unhappy ending. But then tomorrow the curtains will open. Act 2. And Act 2 is a very happy ending. So we'll find out tomorrow.
Okay. Maharaj, could you say this adds to the dramatic suspense?
Yeah.
Yeah,
Krishna, that's a very nice point, because Krishna's Kaviraj is a master writer and a master dramatist. So he's creating suspense. Mm-hmm. And because he knows everything about drama and Naya and everything. So he's bringing all that out to us.